listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Lonely in the world.
This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Come out, Virginia, don't let me wait. You Catholic girls start much too late. All the sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built two temples and locked you away. Ah, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done, only the good die young. Show me a sign, send up a signal, I'll throw you the line. Stained glass curtain you're hiding behind, never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. You got a nice white dress at a party on your confirmation. The sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young.
103.1 FM.
Passing zones aplenty this weekend in Charlotte. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strumming, Aaron Evernham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
Keep up with all of the action during the 2024 NASCAR season with NASCAR Today.
William Byron has won the Daytona 500.
Every weekday throughout the season, we'll bring you the latest news and insights.
At that point, I really had in my mind, okay, we can really win this.
As we count down the days to championship weekend in Phoenix.
It's surreal still. I can't believe I'm in this position.
I'm Chase Elliott. Listen to NASCAR Today every weekday right here on the Motor Racing Network.
The Charlotte Roval will look a bit different this weekend as the 2.2-mile course has been modified a bit from previous races at the track located within the Charlotte Motor Speedway. Defending Cup Series champion Ryan Blaney believes the changes could give drivers a few new opportunities to pass during the event.
I don't know. I think you opened up a passing zone in 7. It's going to be kind of a dive bomb central corner. For sure, just the way it's shaped. And honestly, I think the front stretch chicane, it's going to be more, it's going to be a slower corner, so I feel like you might have some more outbreaking.
Sunday's Bank of America Roval 400 will be the 7th on the course that encompasses both the speedway and infield road course. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network. Looking ahead to 2025. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive. At ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The 2025 schedules for all three of NASCAR National Series were released yesterday, with changes coming to all three of them compared to this year. NASCAR Executive Vice President, Chief Venue and Racing Innovation Officer Ben Kennedy says that it's the new tracks that are some of the biggest highlights.
I think as we talk about this schedule, the headline for us is a milestone schedule. You know, this is the 5th consecutive year that we've added new venues to our schedule.
Those new tracks include Bowman Gray Stadium in North Carolina and the Autodromo Hermanos Rodriguez in Mexico City for the Cup Series, Rockingham for the Xfinity Series and Craftsman Truck Series, along with Lime Rock Park in Connecticut for the trucks. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
A gorgeous and unseasonably warm day today with high temperatures reaching 70 degrees under sunny skies. We've got a south breeze up to 20 miles per hour shoving us there. Wednesday feisty tonight as we become partly cloudy, lows only hit 50. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 43 degrees at our studios.
We'll be right back.
A long walk through the woods on a sunny day. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted.
Mix 103.1.
Thank you.
bring the music, news, and information. You bring the peanuts and chocolate. This is Trail Mix 103.1. FM.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, All of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you a veteran, or a dependent, or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
A gorgeous and unseasonably warm day today with high temperatures reaching 70 degrees under sunny skies. We've got a south breeze up to 20 miles per hour shoving us there. Wednesday feisty tonight as we become partly cloudy, lows only hit 50. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 51 degrees.
Back to life, back to reality, back to life, back to reality.
Trail Mix 103.1.